Hello and welcome back to the RDU Breakfast Show. I'm very excited to announce a special guest we have on the line. Otatahi-based, incredible artist, Mousy. Welcome, Mousy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm so good. I'm just lying in bed, doing some interviews, eating some apple slices. It's a good time.
Oh, that's very wholesome and healthy as well. what type of apple, first of all?
Chris, what type of apple? Oh, it's actually a nectarine. I haven't actually started eating it yet.
So is not it an apple?
Definitely.
Well, it's so exciting to have you on the show. Yeah, I'm rather jealous you're in bed, but I will ignore that fact. So you have a new album coming out, correct?
I do. It's been a long time coming, and I'm really excited for everyone to be able to hear it.
Yeah, so My Friends, it's called, to all our listeners out there. And we're going to be playing one of your songs at the end of this. But I did want to ask you, and you've alluded to the fact that it has been a long time. Your last album, Lemon Law, which is an amazing album, by the way.
Thank you.
What was that like, kind of putting that behind you and focusing on this new one? Were you able to kind of do that?
Oh, I was rearing to go.
And so, because it had been a while. So, when you wrote My Friends, which lockdown was that? Hello?
Oh, hello?
Oh, there, you're back again.
Oh, okay, cool.
We lost you for a sec.
What was the question? I've forgotten.
No, no, that's quite all right. So you wrote My Friends during lockdown. Was that the OG 2020 lockdown?
I think, yeah, I wrote a few songs during that lockdown. Yeah, some really cool ones that aren't released yet.
So what was that like? Writing during lockdown, because I guess you have a lot of time to kind of marinate in your thoughts and feelings.
It kind of sucks, because you're not living any life. There's no substance. It's just you're at home, you know, got a beer, get an ice cream. Like, there's no life isn't happening. So the songs that I did write, I managed to grasp from outside of the lockdown world.
What was that like, having to reach out of an experience that wasn't kind of currently your own?
Well, I didn't put any pressure on myself. I was very much like, oh, this is a great time for rest. And to be honest, I don't write unless I want to.
Yeah,
so sometimes
yeah.
That can be dangerous. So I can go like 6 months without writing anything. But if I don't want to, then it's not a good idea to do it. I think so many people put way too much pressure on themselves, and then they end up crippling themselves and stop. So I'd rather just keep it as something I enjoy. And yeah, I guess those days during lockdown, I'm thankful that I had the energy and the want to write. Because I like the songs that came out of it.
Yeah, no, I think that's very good. Because, I mean, there's a lot of artists out there who kind of just manufacture constantly. So I think that's an amazing kind of perspective to have on it. So the song we'll be playing today, My Hands Are Made of Glass, this is quite an emotive song, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how would you, in your own words, kind of describe this song?
I think it's hard, and hopefully it's a little bit relatable to some people. I don't know. Guess we'll find out. Message me if you relate. But, Yeah, I'm confident the place where I would go was a place of, I'm the worst person in the world, and I would just try and isolate myself so I didn't hurt anyone else, and just feel like I wasn't worthy to be in the company of anyone else because I just thought I was going to hurt them. So I'd just try and retreat and be alone for, I guess, as long as I could, just so I didn't have to make the world a worse place. So that's kind of what the song is about.
Was it quite kind of hard to expose yourself like that with this music?
No, it's okay. I'm all exposed. It's all off.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. I wish I had the, you know, talent to make music like you do. But is it a form of therapy in a way?
Yeah, it's very cathartic. It's very helpful. Yeah.
So you mentioned with the song, you've incorporated some sounds, particularly with the help of your friend Pickle Darling, that you've never really used before. Is that strange?
Nah, because I wanted it, you know? It wasn't like, I want to put Drum Machine on one track and I got to choose which one it is. I just felt like I wanted to use Drum Machine on the song. And then, you know, it wasn't what I expected, so we ended up layering drums on top. To make it more rich. You'll hear the track in a bit, but the difference between the drum machine and the drums, you know, it goes in and out. Sometimes they blend, just to give it a bit more richness, I guess.
So, so it sounds like you had quite a specific vision for the song, did you?
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I do most of the time, but then obviously things don't turn out the way that you think they will, like, ever. So it's just a constant changing direction slightly, problem solving, just, how do we make this work? And I genuinely thought that the drum machine was going to be the only drums on the track, but obviously that's not the case. There's, in the big bit of the song, there's huge drums, you know, maybe the biggest drums on the whole record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big drum fan, so you sold me. now, I have to ask about the the day you were recording your strings. It sounds like it was, how do I put this, maybe a bit of a messy day.
Had a big margarita night the night before, like a really big margarita night.
Oh, margaritas, so, like, dangerous.
Just bombing, stopping the car on the way to the studio, and then when we get there, I had to have a bowl on the couch. So I'm trying to, you know, tell Anita what to do while I'm like, oh. And then her dad pops in for a cup of coffee, and it's like, it's a bit chaotic.
So has that happened much to you, or are you like a relatively sober artist? Like,
I think during that time, like, to get through the process, I was having a lot of wine at the studio, but to have a big margarita night like that is like maybe once annually,
you know? Yeah, yeah,
like, yeah, I wouldn't normally be tossing my tacos.
Oh, I remember when I was 18 and you'd do a tequila shot to look cool and it would kind of be okay and you'd be fine. But now, it genuinely, it's like, pains me.
Yeah.
The smell of it as well.
Yeah.
So was was this whole album similar to making My Hands Are Made of Glass, or was each song quite different in its process?
Each song was so different, but I guess the thing that remains the same is what I said before, just pivoting, like not being scared to change completely, re-record, start from scratch, like holding things really lightly and being able to problem solve and move, be flexible, yeah, adapt.
Well, I have to say, I'm so excited to play this song now. I've listened to it a few times myself, and I'm a huge fan. I think it's a beautiful sound. And kind of thank you for sharing your emotions about it all. I just think it's really incredible.
Oh, thank you.
So, to all our listeners out there, here is My Hands Are Made of Glass. Thank you so much for being with us, Mousy.
Hey, thanks for having me. Really do appreciate it.
Enjoy your bed.
Hey, I will. And my nectarine.
And your nectarines, not apples. Your nectarines. And it's a crappy day out there today, so like, don't rush. Don't rush to get up.
Oh, thanks for telling me. No, I don't even have to open the curtains.
Oh, yeah, well, hang around till 9 a.m. There'll be a weather report for you, so.
Hey.
All right, once again, thank you so much, Mousy. And to our listeners out there, here is My Hands Are Made of Glass. Enjoy.